Hospital workers in Wisconsin can already opt out of abortion and sterilization procedures. However, some healthcare workers of the future fear they'll be asked to do something for a patient or in the interest of science, which goes against their personal beliefs. Anderson Bauer is a second-year medical student at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee.
Medical students should have the option whether to use or not to use tissues or organs from an abortion. Medical students should have the alternative to or not to cause the death of an individual by starvation or dehydration when the individual is not in a terminal condition.
Bauer spoke in favor of a proposed law similar to one vetoed by the governor last session. The new bill would allow healthcare workers to refuse to participate in euthanasia, assisted suicide, and the use of tissue from aborted fetuses. Last year, major Wisconsin medical organizations fought the legislation, but Wauwatosa Representative Leah Buchmeier is a registered nurse who supports the right of healthcare workers to refuse to participate in certain services.
Many will say that it rarely ever happens that a healthcare provider is discriminated against, and therefore the bill is unnecessary.
None of the healthcare providers at the news conference said they'd been forced to perform a healthcare duty against their conscience. That's because many, like Buchmeier, work at Catholic hospitals. Democrats and members of Planned Parenthood say the bill's vague language threatens access to birth control. However, the bill's author, Republican Representative Jean Huntermark of Clintonville, insists the bill is not meant to protect pharmacists who refuse to dispense contraceptives. There is a pending case with a pharmacist who could be reprimanded for refusing to fill or transfer a prescription for birth control. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.